Could we be in for a big celestial show tomorrow on Thanksgiving? A comet is streaking towards the sun. It was at one point called the comet of the century, bright as the full moon, visible in daylight. Joining us live is Greg Redfern, WTOP space contributor. Are we going to get that fireworks show that we originally were told to possibly expect?
I think that we're going to have a good internet show tomorrow. The comet won't be visible to the unaided eye, but I'll tell you what, John and Lori, it will be worth tuning in after you have eaten your turkey to watch the sun bake Comet Icen, because it'll get about 730,000 miles away from the sun between 1 and 2 o'clock tomorrow morning, or tomorrow afternoon, our time, and it'll be racing by the sun at 800,000 miles an hour. And astronomers are going to be watching NASA's solar telescopes that are in orbit watching the sun, and that's how we're going to be able to track the comet, almost in live internet time.
So we can't see it with the naked eye. Is there any way we can?
No. Right now, the way it's looking, this comet has been on and off, but here's what we have to be looking at, John and Laura. When the comet passes by the sun tomorrow at its closest approach, what is going to survive? Is the comet going to retain a solid nucleus that can continue to produce gas and dust and swing out into the morning sky the first week of December? If the comet survives, we may have a shot at seeing it in the morning sky. If the comet doesn't survive and it is disrupted, all of that gas and dust and solid material may end up being illuminated because it was so close to the sun. We just have to wait and see, but I will tell our listeners this. We'll have the updates on WTOP almost as they happen, so they'll be able to keep track of what to see and where to see it on the web and potentially with their own eyes.
Yeah, and even the top scientists have really no idea what to expect, right?
They don't, and this is the phrase that they use. Comets are like cats. They have tails, and nobody knows what they're going to do. So the world will be watching tomorrow. But let me say this. We have kind of a comet that is of intense scientific interest because it is brand new. It has never been into the sun before, and it has come from the reservoir of trillions of comets called the Oort cloud. And for a new comet to come to the inner solar system and pass so near the sun, that has never happened in history before with such a fleet of spacecraft to watch what happens in real time. For the general viewing public, what's it going to be? Wait and see. I'm hoping it happens because it's been a while since we had a good comet. Hale-Bopp and Hakatake in 97 and 98 were our last one, so we're overdue.
Absolutely. Sounds fun. So tell us again how we can see it.
I will be posting on WTOP.com a little bit later today the very latest internet sites, and NASA is going to have a Google chat room set up tomorrow. We'll have all those web links, so all we have to do is go to WTOP, click on the links, and we can tune in while we're eating our turkey tomorrow to see what happens to Icen.
With one eye on the football game. Thank you very much, Greg Redfern, WTOP space contributor. Neat stuff.